Initiating startup sequence.
Hello, WeatherBrains listeners. This is the Fog Bank, listener-supplied picks of the week, keeping WeatherBrains foghorn-free for JB. I'm Dave Phillips from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, SkyDaver on Twitter. Send me your picks for the Fog Bank. You can find all of my picks and a link for this audio at my blog, skydaver.blogspot.com. Tonight's Fog Bank is Wall-to-Wall Hurricane, in honor of Hurricane Irene, which passed up the East Coast over the weekend of August 27th. The National Hurricane Center has an interactive KML Google Maps link. I do like it a lot as it shows the error cone and consensus track, and you can zoom in and out and move around, but I do wish it had timestamps for the predicted position. Go to the National Hurricane Center main page, that's in my blog, click on one of the active systems if there is one, and then look for the warning cone interactive. National Hurricane Center also has an interactive map with the forecasting breakpoints, the geographic locations for the various watches and warnings. My third pick is an article on the predictability and uncertainty in hurricane forecasting. From the U.S. editor for London's Daily Telegraph, I have an interesting article called Perfect Storm of Hype: Politicians, the Media, and the Hurricane Irene Apocalypse That Never Was. I especially like the YouTube clip of one reporter in Ocean City, Maryland. It's down near the bottom of the article. I won't ruin it for you. Next up, we've got some of the draft National Hurricane Center discussion bulletins that never got released. I think you'll enjoy those. And finally, 2005 Hurricane Epsilon, the hurricane that wouldn't die. This page is a listing of all the NHC releases for that storm. From a previous link, I'm guessing that some of those releases for Hurricane Epsilon had a few notes of frustration in them. Thanks for listening. Skydaver out.
Initiating shutdown sequence.